It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes parents really do know best, especially when they tell you not to mess with a Ouija board.
Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And we'd love to hear your real ghost story. So give us a call or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. It's a tale as old as time, the Ouija board. You're told not to mess with it, and you do. And then, oh, weird things happen. And they're like, why? How did this take place? Yeah. Tell you what, I want one for Christmas.
Oh, I know just the girl who could get you one.
I think, Ouija awareness. Okay, I agree. But I don't know. It'll be kind of fun. Let's see what happens.
Well, didn't they have, because I remember you and I talking about this. I'm Googling it. Didn't they have like a Christian Ouija board?
Yeah, I think we saw that once.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit board. Which, when you think about it, it's got to be kind of basically the same thing. You're talking to spirits or the Holy One.
I believe it actually specific. If you're getting a Christian Ouija board, I believe the Christian Bible does talk about that being a big no-no about trying to communicate with spirits. So,
well, not just any spirit. You're going directly to the top.
Yeah, I mean that's like installing.
But maybe that's different. That would be kind of like prayer. You know, I'm praying to.
Yeah. But
so, gosh, Tony, this is going to be tough because there's so many Ouija boards to choose from. There's the Exorcist one.
Oh.
That's awesome. There's a Salem one.
You know, I think I just go for the classic. Yeah.
The Beetlejuice one, no?
Nah, I don't think we do the Beetlejuice one. No, just the regular old classic.
Stranger Things one.
Yeah.
Now here's a super old school one. I'll get you that one.
The devil one.
Now, would you like, now I'm not sure why, you know how when you look at Amazon and you might search women's sweaters and then right in the middle of women's sweaters, there's a dog leash.
Yeah.
But this is 200 conversation cards for Christians. That's in the middle of my Ouija board search. And so explore your faith and have fun on family night, Bible study, or youth groups. So here's a couple of the examples. If someone said to you, I don't believe in God, how would you respond? And then here's another one. What gives you the most hope for the future? So would you prefer that over your Ouija board?
I'm going for the
or
Ouija
maybe
board.
This for Harper.
The Ouija Christian. The Ouija board is what it's going to tell me the future.
You don't want your faith-based talking point cards for $30?
I think I'm good. I will I'll use the Ouija board.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking I'm going to get them both for you.
In combination with ChatGPT. In between Ouija sessions, we'll do the
I just think of all the fun you could have.
Oh my God.
With you and your Christian talking. Like when you have a little party and it's like,
oh, yeah.
We don't really know each other. Can everybody pull out a Christian point talking point card? And
I'll tell you what, the one time I did have a party when back in the day with Jen, she wanted us to join this church. And then it was like, oh, let's have, it was like to meet people. And then but you're supposed to like invite, you get kind of thrown into these new member groups, and then you bring people over to your house for like a little, you know, appetizers.
A little awkward social time.
Basically, yes, awkward social time amongst appetizers. And the one time that I did this, the weirdest fucking thing happened to me with sitting on the couch talking to this one older couple that seemed like maybe the only ones in the room that might not, you know, be having a rap sheet. They told me that this next weekend they're going to go out to California to visit their brother-in-law who's fallen on some hard times and he's in trouble with the law. It's a fucking Golden State killer.
He's in trouble with the law.
I'm not even joking. It was the Golden State fucking killer.
What do you lead with? More like, oh my God, my brother-in-law is a serial killer.
But they were going out there to save him. They were literally going, they were going out there to preach to him and to do whatever the hell they're going to do to the Golden State Killer from, you know, this is near Branson. So they're all like, they think they're like these distant relatives that they don't really talk. I don't know if they talk to him all that much anymore, but you know, they're just going to show up at the fucking Golden State Killer prison. This is like, I think before, it was like right after he was arrested. So it was right in that time window. So I don't remember exactly what was going on. If he had like confessed or they had put it all on him. I don't know. But we knew it was him. And yeah, I was just kind of like taken aback.
Did you happen to say you're a little late? Like, does it really matter at this point?
Might have been more beneficial before the first 10.
It would have been nice if he'd have found the Lord before he killed all the people.
Maybe, maybe.
And that guy, if I'm not mistaken, was rather a prolific serial killer.
Oh, my God. He went on for years. And then he lived like a fairly normal life for like many years and nobody fucking knew.
Yay, science and DNA, though.
Yeah.
Because that's what ended up catching him, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he was old and it was just... Yeah, but yeah, that was a fun time. Let's go to this phone call and hear about the Ouija board at 855-853-4802. Hi.
So Shana Dixon again. I'd like to start off with telling you the stories that my parents told me to keep me away from doing the Ouija board. To start off, my mom, she's comes from a very, very Christian family. My grandma was a Sunday school teacher and as well as a Christian school teacher. So there was no ghost talk, no Ouija boards, no nothing like that in our household. And my mom got to go to a party with her cousin, who was a little bit older than her. And at that party, they were having Ouija boards, and there was a bunch of girls sitting down and they kind of had like a drop-down living room. And they were all sitting around it, and they were saying things. And my mom and my cousin were onlookers. And my cousin said, that's not real. And the Ouija board said, yes, I am. And she said, this is stupid. It's not right. I'm leaving. And the Ouija board said, don't go. Don't go. And she got up and started walking away. And before she got to the step up in, you know, from the living room into, like, the entryway, she was just tripped straight up on her face, tripped, hit her head on the edge of the tile on the upstep, and the Ouija board proceeded to say, I told you don't go. And that freaked my mom out really bad, and it freaked my cousin out really bad, and they left. They didn't stay for the rest of the party. My dad's story was his family got a Ouija board, and they all played it, even before going to church. My grandma was a really, really churchy too, but she just thought it was fun and games and whatever, and so they were playing it. they had some weird things happen while they were playing it, but my grandma just figured it was her sons messing around. Well, they left it out. They came home from church, and it was floating around. The planchette was floating above the Ouija board on its own. My grandma's not someone to lie. She wouldn't lie to save her life. So she told me that. I believe her. They put it in their closet and weren't going to play with it again. Years down the road, when they're telling the story, when I'm old enough to actually know what one is, see it, you know, blah, blah, blah. She looked for it, couldn't find it. It wasn't in the environment. I didn't ever remember getting rid of it. I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so I said I wanted to get one. My dad said, no, they're bad. Don't do it. So I told my mom, can I have one? She said, no, they're bad. Don't do it. So one day, my friend invited me over to a sleepover, and I brought up a Ouija board. Of course I did. You know, I'm a kid. And so she goes and buys one from Toys R Us, glow in the dark and everything. We go back to her house. We light some scented candles. We put on some whale songs because we thought that'd be creepy. We turn down the lights. I'm an onlooker, and my friend Casey and my friend Ashley were doing the Ouija board. They ask, is anybody there? It says yes. They say, who do you want to talk to? It says Shayna. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, of course, guys, you know, of course, because I'm not playing it. And then it says, well, who are you? And it says Uncle Mike. Well, it's true. I had an Uncle Mike, and nobody knew about him. He died like 4 or 5 years before I met them. It said, how did you die? And it said cancer. My Uncle Mike did die of cancer. And it said, what was your nickname for me? Or I asked that. And it said, Shy Shayna. And my nickname from him was Shy Shayna. And I said, get off that thing right now. Because my uncle was from that same family that was super, super Christian, went to church 3 times a week. There was absolutely no way that he would go on a Ouija board. He never drank, didn't smoke, didn't cuss, there was no way he was on that thing. So I got really creeped out. I told him to get off of it. So they got off of it. And then, you know, we're
in a dramatic
online,
ocean rescue,
what was
a
it?
Disney
what could really
cruise
be happening?
Is...
Curiosity gets the better of us, so we go back on, and we say, who are you really, because I know you're not my Uncle Mike. And it goes to the letter G, just the letter G. And I go, all right, well, what's your name? And it just circled around and lands back on G again. So we just said, well, okay, we're going to call you G. And it said, where are you? And it said, hell. And it says, why are you there? And it said, because I killed my wife. And then we said, well, you know, that's not good. Why are you talking to us? And it said my name again. And it said that it wanted me to die so that I could be with it. So that creeped me out. So then we get off of it again. And after we got off of it that time, me and my two friends all kind of felt creepy. So like the rest of like the night and the next day, we kind of felt like something was hanging around, but we weren't 100% sure. So then I'm telling my friends at school about it. They don't believe me. So then I get another group of friends together, and we're like, okay, we got to show these people that this is real. So we get on the Ouija board, and it instantly goes to the letter G again. And I'm like, hi, G, you know, what's up? What are you doing? And my new friend, she was like, oh, this isn't real. Ask it. I'm going to ask it something only I know. And we're like, okay, ask it, whatever. She says, what color underwear am I wearing? And it says light blue. And we're like, is that right? And she's like, yeah. She's like, what does it say on the front of them? And it said angel baby. And we're like, is that true? And she said, yeah. And then she was really creeped out. Well, I don't know why, but we played with it like 3 or 4 more times. But every time it kept going to the letter G. And... that would be who was there, and then weird things would happen, and so finally I got to the point where I couldn't take a shower without feeling like somebody was watching me, so I looked online how to do a little cleansing ritual to get rid of whatever it was, and that seemed to work, and so that was the last time I played with it, and it was pretty creepy because, I mean, it did feel like it was following us around, whatever it was, and it was always the same person, and I heard on one of your episodes at some point in time, this girl, it went to the letter G and then said a bunch of numbers. Well, he never said a bunch of numbers to me, but it kind of creeped me out when I heard that because I thought, man, I think we were talking to the same spirit. And that makes me wonder if there's really just one main spirit that comes through and he's just, like, super bad, super powerful, can be anywhere at any point in time. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. I haven't even talked about it in, like, 10 years, but... yeah, it was one of the scariest things just because you actually feel like somebody is watching you and has tabs on what you're doing and somebody's really there. And when we got rid of it and did the cleansing ritual, I felt really, really better. And anytime anybody's talking about a Ouija board after that, I said, nope, count me out. So kids, don't play with Ouija boards. Ouija boards are bad. Ouija boards have consequences. They are not just a game. Okay, guys, have a good day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
You know, I've just heard so many Ouija board stories over the years, and I've never really heard the G. So I think it's probably not just one big spirit that everybody's communicating with. I don't think so. But, you know, I do wonder because, and part of it's youth, but you play with a Ouija board and then you're terrified of it and then you're drawn back and you do it again. And it's like, well, why do you keep doing it again if it's terrifying you? I don't understand that.
I don't know. You just
learn your lesson.
Most don't.
You know, but the other thing is like, I just remember being a kid and it was like, asking it a question, it seems so long because it had to go like because B to E to C to A to U, to, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know that we, as when I was a kid, had the patience to really get complete sentences from mm-hmm. anything. And I did, to be honest. I always kind of thought it was my friends doing their thing.
Sure.
So I don't know. So I definitely think people have had very weird experiences with Ouija boards. And I think anytime Ouija board or whatever, I think if you're kind of opening yourself up to that, that's kind of a dangerous thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just warning you before you get your Ouija board for Christmas. I just want you to know this. This is like a little public service announcement. Yeah. So I want you to teach your daughter Ouija board safety.
Oh, she knows it. Yeah,
she's smart. She's a smart kid.
We're just throwing all caution to the wind now that we're.
But you know, she can get out the Christian cards that I'm going to send you and start asking you Christian questions.
It'll be great.
I think if you get a Ouija board, I got to send you the Christian
just to balance it out. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's like when you both start getting a little creeped out because it's like G is there.
Yeah.
Then it can be like, so when did you start believing in God, Dad? and then you can have a conversation about it.
Exactly. Exactly. It'll be great.
I think that's a good idea. So maybe that's the solution. If you're going to play with the Ouija board, close it out properly and then get out the Christian talking point cards.
Well, honey, I think for me, it was when we were doing the coloring book when I was about three and we got to color Lot's wife blue because she turned into a pillar of salt because she simply looked behind her at the town that was burning as they were running away. And it was God's will to destroy everyone's lives at that moment in time. And he turned his wife into a pillar of salt. Yes, as everyone burned to death in the background. I think that's when I said, this is for me.
I like this. And by the way, you're never cutting your hair again.
At three.
Nor are you wearing pants. Like, I've gone Old Testament on you.
Like totally like normal. How about the coloring books where it's like people are stoning people? And people are like, there's no coloring. You want to fucking bet? Go back to the 80s. look at some of the coloring books that they were like giving out to Sunday schools. And
oh, God, when I was a kid, yes.
Oh, my God. Today it would be like horrific. Like you're having children color what?
It's the Old Testament coloring book.
I mean, it kind of looks a lot like, you know, like scenes you see out of like, you know, Gaza. Shit, like people are dying everywhere. And like, we're fucking coloring this shit. Okay, it's time for snack.
And here come the Roman centurions.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up when you think about it. And it's weird that it, you know, takes all these years later to look back and go, maybe that was a bit much for the kids to handle, or to kind of like that might have been a bit much. Thank you for the story. We do appreciate it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd love to hear it. If you want access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything, we got it for you. Apple Podcasts, our premium channel there, or patreon.com/realghoststories and ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.